Hello there, and welcome to episode 9 of Write a Novel in 30 Days, the podcast dedicated to writing a novel in just 30 days. I'm your host, Darren Blake, and although this podcast is all about National Novel Writing Month, we are not associated with NaNoWriMo in any way. Today's episode kind of ties in with yesterday's episode. Yesterday we talked all about the wall and how it's going to try to defeat you. Today, we're going to talk about perseverance. This topic pertains to you, whether you're struggling with the week two wall or not. Perseverance is all about doing what you know you need to do to accomplish what you know you want to accomplish. I know you're smart enough to know the actual word, but in the context of NaNoWriMo, it simply means put your butt in the chair and write. Maybe instead you would call that dedication or commitment. Perseverance is making the time to write when everything else wants your attention. I know that multiple times we've already talked about having a job or having small children or having a family or any number of things that are trying to drain you of your time. And for the month of November, especially in the United States, toward the end of the month, that demand on your time is going to be huge. Some of you are going to travel for Thanksgiving. Some of you are going to host Thanksgiving. Either way, there are going to be family obligations. We've already talked about the sports ball game. There's usually a sports ball game on Thanksgiving, right? I'm not just imagining that. My brother falling asleep in front of the television. Making the time to write is just as important as spending time with your family. And you're going to have to find that balance during November. You're going to have to persevere. You're going to have to say no to some things like your favorite television shows. Maybe your friends want to go out drinking one night, and you have a character waiting for you to get him out of a quicksand pit or something. And if you are struggling with that wall, perseverance is all about that climb, that dig, that breakthrough. Up until now, I have made a point of not mentioning, because I did not want to criticize, another writing challenge that happens year-round. It's called A Round of Words in 80 Days. And it touts itself as being the writing challenge that knows you have a life. The person who founded Route 80 does not like NaNoWriMo. She does not like the concept that you have to put your life on hold to write a book. But I'm here to tell you that you don't have to put your life on hold. I still work my full 40-hour-a-week job, and I have my 6-hour-a-day commute on top of that, and I still manage to write my 50,000 words every month. Every November, I mean. No, I'm not unfortunate enough to have children, or even a spouse. But I know plenty of people who do have children and spouses, and still write 50,000 words every November. It's a year-long challenge, but it's broken down into quarters, and each quarter has an 80-day writing period. I enjoyed it when I participated in it, but the attitude that life gets in the way in a lot of cases feels like a cop-out to me. Yes, you're going to get sick. Yes, you're potentially going to end up in the hospital. You might have some kind of family tragedy that's going to take you out of writing for a little while. I understand that. I get it. But the standard, typical life things? The ironic thing about the Route 80 group is that a lot of the people who join that every quarter claim to want to be professionals. And yet they allow themselves to make excuses for why they're not writing. NaNoWriMo gives you a goal and a deadline to hit that goal. In the professional writing world, you have deadlines you have to meet. Your editors, your publishers, your agents, assuming they've gone traditional. A lot of them are indie authors, so they set their own deadlines. But they're still deadlines. But these people, they don't care that your life is in the way. If you don't hit these deadlines, you don't get rehired. You don't get paid for what you're not doing. Yes, you have a life outside of NaNoWriMo. I get that. But if writing is important enough to you, you are going to persevere, and you are going to make time to write, in spite of all of these other things in your life that are trying to get you not to. If you are on track for the 50,000 words, today you should be at 15,000. That's right, we're 30% of the way through. If you're not at 15,000, ask yourself, why not? What's getting in your way? What are you allowing to get in your way? And if your goal isn't even 50,000, that's fine. as long as you're writing every day. And if you're not writing every day, ask those questions again. I want you to persevere. Plant your butt in your chair. Type on your little tippy-tappy keyboard. Write in your notebook, if that's how you write. I do happen to know someone who writes by hand every November. Actually, she writes by hand every time she writes. But she plants her butt in her chair. And she does it. If you have something that you would like to add to the discussion, please feel free to leave a comment in the show notes page of this episode. You can find this podcast at darrenblake.net. For NaNoWriMo, perseverance is key. In order to successfully reach 50,000 words by November 30th, you have to want it. And you have to make the effort to do it. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Theme music for this podcast is Raving Energy, Faster by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons attribution license. Find this and other tracks at his website, incompetech.com.